Hello, good morning, and howdy. Laura crossed away looking good after about 3 weeks out of your last chemo treatment.
Yeah,
you get a little color back, looking
fresh. A little more human.
Yeah.
I'm still bald.
That's all right. That's all right. You'll get it back. Sooner or later, on the phone, being it's election day, Laura, we thought it would be only fitting that we talk to the Lubbock County Election Supervisor.
Yeah, and she needs to straighten you out about voting locations.
Good morning, Dorothy Kennedy. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. How are the two of you?
Good.
We're pretty good. We're pretty good. So what about the voting locations?
Well, we do not have any voting at United. A lot of people seem to want to go back and think that, you know, we've had 12 days of voting of early voting at the United's and that we would use them on election day, and we don't. They're not one of our vote centers. So our vote centers, people can find out, actually every voter was mailed a red, white, and blue pamphlet this week. You should have got it Monday or Tuesday, that would tell you the locations of the 37 vote centers that we're using for this election day. If they don't have that with them, they can text their zip code in the area of town they're in, whether it's their home zip code or their work zip code, or where little Johnny, the zip code where Johnny or Susie play soccer this afternoon, 75044, and then text in the zip code to that phone number, 75044, and it'll pop back and text you back the three closest vote centers in that zip code area and where you're at.
Nice. Well, if we have people showing up and cursing out loud at United supermarkets around the city, it wouldn't be because just moments ago I said, you can probably just go to a United supermarket.
Yeah.
Forgive me, Dorothy, for I have sinned.
It is okay.
You don't have to vote in your precinct for this.
No. In fact, we don't. In Lubbock County, we don't vote in precincts any longer because we've moved to vote centers back in 2006. And so there are 37 vote centers, and you can go to any one of them. So Lubbock County is very unique in our situation that there's no wrong place to show up on election day.
Good.
But those people that get off work 10 till 7 and would try to race across town to get to their precinct only to be told that, I'm sorry, you're at the wrong place, and be real frustrated, that doesn't happen because there's no wrong place to vote in Lubbock. So you can go to any one of the 37 locations, and they're all across town, like Bacon Heights, Baptist Church, Byron Martin, Catholic Diocese, Cavazos Middle School, Elks Lodge, Goedeke Library, Hodges Community Center, Sutherland, Home Depot, Parsons, Elementary Patterson Library, Shallow Water Community Center, the Idaloo Clubhouse, South Plains Church of Christ, Texas Tech Student Union Building, Wright Elementary School. We've got them everywhere. And
good.
So there's 37 of them. And like I said, probably the easiest way at this point is folks just text in their zip code of the area of town that they're in to 75044, and it'll pop back those three closest vote centers to where that zip code is. And as long as folks are in line by 7 p.m. tonight, they'll be allowed to vote.
Yep.
And but they do need to remember that we have the new rule of bringing your photo ID. So in order to be allowed to vote in this election, they'll need to bring one of the 7 approved forms of photo ID, and they'll be allowed to vote.
All
and
right.
Even if they say, I don't have any identification or this or that, no one will ever be turned away because they can vote a provisional and then come to our office and correct and cure that during the process.
And you only have 6 days, is that right, to verify?
Right. And when you do that, you're going to be when you vote provisionally, you'll be given a packet, and it'll tell you the hours, the extended hours that our office will be open so that they can come in and show us that proof of ID so we can, correct and share their information so that their ballot will be counted at that point.
Is there also a website that you can go to look up voter center locations, or just the texting?
No, we've got our votelubbock.org is another website, is a website that everybody can go to. And that's probably a really good location because at votelubbock.org will also, you can make sure you're registered to vote and get your sample ballot as well and look and see the non-state constitutional amendment elections. The full text of the constitutional amendments is also on our website for those that need to do some final studying before they go out and vote today. And then remember, everybody in the county gets all non-state constitutional amendments. They'll see those on their ballot. But the voters in City Council District 1 will see another election. It'll be the recall election will be on their ballot, and they'll see that as well. But they can, and even if they go to Southwest Lubbock to do their voting, because we do electronic balloting, they will be able to get all nine plus the recall election for their ballot, even if they vote at a location clear across town.
Okay.
All right, Laura, I want you to try this this texting thing.
Okay, what was the number?
The number you want to text your zip code to is 75044, right, Dorothy?
Correct.
Okay, now, I'm getting an error message on my phone when I do this, but I may have the security set up on my phone differently. So anyway, I was going to have Laura try that, because either that or it's operator error, which wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. We tried them yesterday at the office to make sure everything, so let me know.
Either that or, you know, we were just talking about it too. So everybody in Lubbock County, a lot of people that are listening, they may have been, you know, trying it out and saying, oh, let's see if that works. So it could have been like an overflow kind of a thing. You know what I'm saying? All right. Relatively speaking, how many people did we have vote in the 12 days of early voting for all of the constitutional amendments?
For the constitutional amendments, we had 9,068 turned out during the 12 days. Now, okay, that is up from our 2011, which we had 8,870, and it is down a little bit from 2007, where we had 12,452.
I need to look back to 2007 and see what was on the ballot then. What about in District 1, where the recall election is going for Victor Hernandez? Got about 25 seconds.
All right, we had 1,137 people turn out in that election.
Okay, now, Lubbock County's weighted generally early voting to voting day turnout 70%, early voting 30% voting day?
Yes, we're what we call a 70-30 county. So out of all the numbers of people that will totally turn out during the early voting election day, 70% of them have already come to vote during early voting.
Hey, Dorothy, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you all.
Have a good morning.